hard to not complain about friendship. It's especially difficult when the friends are a group of diverse and decent women living in a small Louisiana town. They are sweet yet tough, and so local you can almost smell the magnolias outside. Actually, in Steel Magnolias, which is playing Curtain Call Theater in Latham through June 24th, it's not magnolias you might smell, it's hairspray, as the play takes place at a beauty salon located in a converted garage. And it's set in the 1980s, an era of big hair. Indeed, the cast serves special mention, as a couple of the women spend a lot of their time styling hair, while others sit and have their hair, or wigs, teased and trimmed. All this and delivering lines as well. But perhaps this double duty is really at the heart of why this talented group of individuals falls short as an ensemble. While individual performances clearly define the characters, rarely do you become involved with the emotional undercurrents of the play. You accept what's going on stage, but rarely do you believe it. Steel Magnolias is a play that runs more than 2.5 hours, and in which nothing much happens. Instead of the fast pace needed to hide that fact, director Cindy Brazel Bates permits the performers the indulgence of slow deliveries and punctuating pauses. However, it all looks good. Andy Nice designed a functional set that reflects the personality of its brash owner, and Sherry Rossinelli's costumes are period perfect. Problems aside, Steel Magnolias is an indestructible, feel-good, sad play that has a strong following. Those people will enjoy the Curtain Call production. Steel Magnolias runs at Curtain Call Theater in Latham through June 24th. For tickets and schedule information, call 877-7529. This is Bob Geffert, Detroit Record.